Faithful cross, true sign of triumph, be for all the noblest tree. None in fruit, none in foliage, none in blossom, thine equal be. Symbol of the world's redemption for the weight that hung on thee. From the book of Genesis. The Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. The serpent said to the woman, Did God actually say, You shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. The Lord God drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. From the book of Numbers. So Moses spoke to the Israelites, and their leaders gave him 12 staffs, one for the leader of each of their ancestral tribes, and Aaron's staff was among them. Moses placed the staffs before the Lord in the tent of the covenant law. The next day Moses entered the tent and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the tribe of Levi, had not only sprouted, but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds. From the book of Deuteronomy. The Lord said, And if a man has committed a crime punishable by death, and he is put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night on the tree, but you shall bury him the same day, for cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. And from the book of Acts. And Paul said, And though they found in Jesus no guilt worthy of death, they asked Pilate to have him executed. And when they had carried out all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. Adam and Eve were prevented from eating from the tree of life after they sinned in the garden, eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Living forever in that state of sin would have been a fate worse than physical death itself. So a new tree was needed. A new tree of life, one that would not only give life, but that would also take away sin. This tree was planted not in a beautiful garden, but in a hill outside of Jerusalem, on a hill named after death itself. This is the tree of the cross. The dead wood of the cross would be an instrument of death for Jesus. This cross would bring life to you and to me. This tree would not be watered from fresh, beautiful springs bubbling out from the ground. It would not be nourished and fertilized by the rich soil of Eden, but it would be fertilized by the opened and scarred flesh of Jesus. It would be watered with his holy, innocent, and precious blood. The cross bore not only the weight of Christ's body, but it bore the weight of all our sin as well. Though Jesus committed no crime worthy of death, he was cursed. Our sin hung him on that dead tree. But like Aaron's staff of dead wood, the cross would grow foliage and blossom and bud and bear fruit. And the fruit of that tree has no equal, for you are the fruit of the cross. In your baptism, you have been grafted onto that tree. You are nourished with the body and the blood of Christ. You live in the lush foliage of Christ's church, nurtured and preserved from the evil of this world and from our old adversary, that wily serpent, the devil, who desires only your destruction. To receive these gifts that he has won for you on the cross, you come to be where Christ comes to you, where his death and resurrection is proclaimed, where his body and blood are given you to eat and to drink, here in the lush foliage of his church. Indeed, his cross is the tree of life. As the communion preface for Holy Week puts it, Jesus Christ our Lord accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent, who overcame by the tree of the garden, might likewise, by the tree of the cross, be overcome. Faithful cross, true sign of triumph, be for all the noblest tree, none in foliage, none in blossom, none in fruit, thine equal be. Symbol of the world's redemption, for the weight that hung on thee. In the name of Jesus, amen.